This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin in association with the British Skin Foundation.
Hi there. Just rolling out the sensational skin to have a look at a skin condition called vitiligo. That's a bit of a funny word, isn't it? Well, not that funny. It's certainly not much fun to have this curious condition. It leaves large white or paler coloured patches on the skin, and they can occur in anyone of any age and with any skin colour. But the darker your skin is, the more noticeable it can be. About 1 in 100 people have vitiligo, so in your year at school, there may be 1 or 2 people who have it. It might be difficult to tell if there are kids or teachers with it, because sometimes people who have vitiligo feel bad about how these patches look and want to cover up. Imagine how difficult that must be. I think we should find out more about it. Right, that should be enough skin. Let's have a closer inspection of this vitiligo under my Magni patch. Lovely. We're zooming in on some normal skin here. It's a nice brown colour, more or less the same as we go along. Nice and even. The colours are caused by a pigment called melanin. I said pigment, not pig. Everyone's skin has a pigment to it. Even if you are really, really fair with white-looking skin, you probably aren't actually as white as a glass of milk. Hold your hand up next to some milk if you don't believe me. Thank you, Daisy. There are likely to be some browns and pink shades in your skin. Melanin is made by cells known as melanocytes. Let's go further in and see if we can spot any. Hold on tight. Whee-hee! Here they are. Tons of melanocytes, all creating melanin. Millions of them, in fact. But hang on. What's happening over here? It looks like some antibodies belonging to this person are attacking the melanocytes. Oh, heck. We should probably zoom out to a safer distance. From here, we can see that the pigment has been wiped out where the antibodies have attacked the melanocytes and have left white patches in its place. After being blasted by the antibodies, the skin cannot make melanin properly for a long time. Often the damage is permanent, and vitiligo is the result. At least that's what many scientists believe. Although there is a lot we don't know about vitiligo. What people with vitiligo do know is that they have to be very careful in the sun because the areas of the skin without pigment burn extremely easily, much more quickly than normal areas of skin. Cripes! That made me jump. Talking of sunblock, my sunblock alarm is reminding me to reapply mine. I'm off out in a bit. And did you know it takes 30 minutes for sun cream to absorb properly? You shouldn't just slap it on and scarper. I'll see you all next time where we'll be talking to some very clever and very tiny experts about melanomas.
Professor Hallock's Guide to Skin, in association with the British Skin Foundation, the charity for skin disease and skin cancer research. Find out more at britishskinfoundation.org.uk.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.